One Love person killed radio. In the Bronx shooting.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet Audie Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
Praise be to God. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is adequate for all my needs. Those who seek your face on the mountain of the Lord find you there and find you sufficient in all things. You truly supply all of my needs from your abundant riches in glory. You have not left me wanting, even at times when I have experienced lack. You have come through not only to meet my needs, but also to bless me with something special, to let me know you see and you care. You are the great providing God. You give air for the lungs to breathe, light for the eyes to see, rain for the crops to grow, and love for the heart to live. You are an awesome God, worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. for bringing us to a brand new day. We bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, our works, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So now at this time, I will play another selection. And you can also call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
withholding nothing.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all of the things you do that I never see, helping me get through each day safely, making sure my family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Your Faithful High Priest. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 in the New Living Translation. And it says, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. The writer says, do you realize that Jesus sympathizes with you and understands what it is like to be you? Let that incredible thought sink in. It may sometimes feel like no one understands you. Your most profound questions, lofty dreams, and deepest hurts. But Jesus does. He has experienced everything that you have. Rejection, ridicule, and even hardship within his earthly family. And he has compassion for you. Even better, Jesus not only knows why you do what you do, but it also what it will take to help you walk in his will. As the one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Your Savior is well aware of the tactics the enemy will try to use to get you to step off of God's plan and sin. He comprehends why you may cling to unhealthy habits in order to protect yourself. And he has the very best plan, one unmatched by any other on earth, for freeing you and teaching you to walk in his will. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me, your faithful high priest. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for understanding us when no one else does. We praise you for being our wise and loving high priest before God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Bye.
didn't understand. People were happy, they were carefree, they had an inner peace that I wanted to feel. They told stories about the Son of God and how he defeated Satan at the cross. I started to realize the true love of God. Then the Holy Spirit came and showed me the way to heaven. Prayed about, God began granting, 'cause he promised me a long, long time ago. Now my fear's gone, my soul is cleansed, after I followed the path of God for me. So I want to tell you about the story, so the Holy Spirit will come show you the way to heaven.
Jehovah Jireh, how many times have we looked to something else as our source when you alone are our provider? Everyone and everything else is merely a resource. Yet in our humanness, we still go elsewhere for what only you can provide. How wrong of us to feel fearful at work if someone isn't happy with you, with us, or to feel fearful at home if we don't see how our bills are going to be paid. Forgive us for our odyssey in thinking that the government has more control than you, or that the doctor has the final say regarding our health. You are our source. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Meditating in the spirit realm. the heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin. Seeding the heart of the Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of the Spirit lives eternally,
Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for not skipping a beat. In fact, if you forgot to have my heart beat as it does for even a very short while, I would no longer experience the goodness of life in the land of the living. Thank you for taking care of everything through your provision, my finances, my health, my food, my shelter, my love, all of it ultimately comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from Jehovah Jireh, who provides for us all. Thank you for each and everything, even for the difficult trials that strengthen my spiritual muscles and draw me closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. I will play two selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir. You have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Go get it. It's yours.
Come on, y'all, talk to them. Tell a what? Come on, tell them, surprise. Tell them, I'll tell them, tell them. Together, come on. I'm going to get mine.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Yes, Lord. And release your power. We need your power. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Without you. men and women will be set free. Lord, work on us. Lord, work on us. Lord, work on us tonight. Come on, with your hands raised and your mouth open, let's cry out to the Lord. Say, oh Lord.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 John, chapter 3, and we're going to read verse 1, and then we're going to go all the way down to verses 11 through 18, and then we're going to go to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Amen? So 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him." Amen. Now let's go to verses 11 through 18. And it says, "This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the devil, to the evil one, and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our Christian brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and see a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person?" Verse 18, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." Amen. Now let's go to chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 7 through 12. Loving one another. Praise God. Chapter 4, verses 7 through 12 says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. One of the most basic needs is to be loved. The lyrics of a classic song reflects this worldwide longing. What the world needs now is love. God has met this need in Christ. Because of Jesus, a new kind of love is possible and is at work in our world. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for loving us while we were yet sinners. We realize the extent of your love by the gift of Jesus and his death on the cross. We praise you for your continuing love, active in temptations and trials. Forgive and fortify in us. Forgiven and fortify in us. Remind us that to whom much is given, much is required. We ask you to impart comfort to the bereaved and healing to the ill, power to the spiritually weak and joy to the downcast. We present our gifts in the hope that they will be used to help your church minister to people in need. We give in order to share your love, which we have so generously received. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. From the NIV version. And it says, what great love the Father has lavished on us. Praise God. And my title for this message is, what the world needs now is love. Praise God. What the world needs now is love. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. And my first paragraph is, see the Father's love. God loves us in 1 John 3 and 1. When Martin Luther's translation of the Bible was being printed, a piece of type fell to the floor. The printer's daughter later found the section which said, for God so loved the world that he gave excitedly She showed it to her father. Her mother said it did not make any sense. Gave what? The girl responded. Oh, mama, it doesn't matter. If God loves many, if God loves me enough to give me anything, I don't have to be afraid of him. Many think of God as harsh, judgmental, or indifferent toward the world. The truth is, he loves us. God is love. 1 John 4:8. In 1 John 4:9-10 says, the gift of love. How do we know God loves us? This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. In verse 9 of the NIV. The cross is God's bold demonstration of love. Because he loved us, he sent his only beloved Son to suffer the shame and agony of crucifixion. Because he loved us, he made a bridge across the gulf of sin that separates us from him. Bennett Cerf told of an 8-year-old girl in a Pennsylvania orphanage. She was painfully shy, unattractive, and generally shunned by the other children. The orphanage directors regarded her as a problem child. A rule of the home required the director's approval of any written communication prior to mailing. One afternoon, the girl was seen hiding a letter in the branches of a tree that hung over the wall. The letter was seized and open, and it read, to anybody who finds this, I love you. Likewise, our Lord Jesus was driven by a loveless world outside the city called the city wall. He hung on a cross, a message from God to the world. I love you. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for loving us. The example of Christ, inclusive and active. 1 John 3:16-18. And turn with me to 1 John 3:16-18. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and see a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our action. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we are to live out the pattern of Christ's love. This is how we know what love is. How do we know? By considering the example of Christ, the perfect pattern of love. The way to respond to others is to walk in his steps. His love included all people and was active in their lives. Jesus faced the many untouchables in his day. No one wanted to touch the lepers. When they went out in public, they cried out, unclean, so that people could avoid them. But Jesus went out of his way to touch the lepers. They needed his love. The Samaritan also were considered social untouchables. Jesus ministered to the Samaritan woman and honored every Samaritan in his parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus had fellowship with the righteous, untouchable people who did not scrupulously keep the law and were regarded as ceremonially unclean. Jesus saw each person as valuable and full of potential. That kind of love is a pattern for every Christian. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4:11 in the NIV. Can his love be seen in us? We ask, who is our brother? When in love we seek people in need, we discover our brother. We naturally tend to love those who love us or share our values. Too often we demand change before we should love. But agape love includes everyone and actively seeks to share Christ's love with them. Hallelujah, glory to God. In 1 John 2, turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Praise God. 1 John chapter 2. Chapter 2, verses 15. Through 17. Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Father. So the love of Christ is not gullible nor naive. If we love God, who is holy, we cannot love the things that are against Christ. We love sinners, but do not love the sin. Do not love the world or anything in the world. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. in verses 15 through 16 in 1 John chapter 2. Christ's love is exclusive. Christ's love is also eternal. Whoever does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 3, 2 and 17. In the NIV, those who receive Christ by repentance and faith begin to do God's will and become united with his love. Paul affirmed that nothing could separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8 and 39 in the NIV. Malby D. Babcock, God's Boundless Love. God's boundless love as arching sky above us when we wake and sleep, above us when we smile and weep, above us when we live and die. God's endless love, what will it be when earthly shadows flee away for all eternity's bright day, thus unfolding of that love to see. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Little does the world know of the happiness of the real followers of Christ. Little does the world think that these poor, humble, despised ones are favorites of God and will dwell in heaven. Let the followers of Christ be content with hard fare here, since they are in a land of strangers, where their Lord was so badly treated before them. The sons of God must walk by faith and live by hope. They may well wait in faith, hope, and earnestly desire for the revelation of the Lord Jesus. The sons of God will be known and be made manifest by likeness to their head. They shall be transformed into the same image by their view of him. The sons of God know that their Lord is of pure eyes than to allow anything unholy and impure to dwell with him. It is the hope of hypocrites, not of the sons of God, that makes allowance for gratifying impure desires and lusts. May we be followers of him as his dear children, thus show our sense of his unspeakable mercy and express that ordinance, grateful, humble mind which becomes us. Sin is rejecting the divine law in him, that is, in Christ. There was no sin, all the weaknesses, but not the sins that were consequences of the fall he took, that is, all those infirmities of mind or body which subject man to suffering, exposed him to temptation. But our moral infirmities, our proneness to sin, he had not. He that abideth in Christ continues not in the practice of sin. Renouncing sin is the great proof of spiritual union with continence in the saving knowledge of the Lord Christ. Beware of self-deceit. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, and to be a follower of Christ shows an interest by faith in his obedience and suffering. But a man cannot act like the devil and at the same time be a disciple of Christ Jesus. Let us not serve or indulge what the Son of God came to destroy. To be born of God is to be inwardly renewed by the power of the Spirit of God. Renewing grace is an abiding principle. Religion is not an art, a matter of dexterity and skill, but a new nature. And the regenerate person cannot sin as he did before he was born of God. And as others do who are not born again, there is that light in his mind, which shows him the evil and malignity of sin. There is that bias upon his heart, which disposes him to loathe and hate sin. There is the spiritual principle that opposes sinful acts. There is repentance for sin. If we commit it, it goes against him to sin with forethoughts. The children of God and the children of the devil have their distinct characters. Those who are the seed of the serpent are known by neglect of religion and by their hating real Christians. Those who are righteous before God as justified believers are only those taught and disposed to righteousness by the Holy Spirit. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. May all professors of the gospel lay these truths to heart and test themselves by them. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, hallelujah. Probably no word in our vocabulary is as misunderstood as love. We apply it to food and clothing, tastes, to romantic relationships, and to religious experience. My four-year-old asked me one day, "Daddy, how do you spell love?" I told him the four letters, which she proudly printed on a special note to those who love. The spelling of love in our lives is infinitely more complex. In Christ, the true meaning is available, and the world desperately needs this love now. Can they see it in us? Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? That's all you got to do to continue your worshiping and praying and glorifying God is to find a good Bible study-based church. Amen? God bless you. And my benediction is coming from Jude, verses 24 and 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you guys. And I want to thank all of my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Block Talk Radio, however you get on to hear Block Talk Radio, Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Good night, everyone, and shalom. Belongs to you.
for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.